Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We've been studying here for quite some time, and I hope you're enjoying it. It's a tremendous study, and we're really enjoying it. So let's get right into our study. It is at the fifth chapter. And we're going to begin with verse 1 of the fifth chapter. And let's go ahead and get started. Roam to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and look now and take note, and seek in her open squares if you can find a man, if there is one who does justice, who seeks truth. Then I will pardon her. And although they say, as the Lord lives, surely they swear falsely. Although they say the Lord lives, they swear falsely. Jerusalem was the capital city and center of worship for Judah. But God challenged anyone to find one honest and truthful person. One. In the entire city, God was willing to spare the city if one upright person could be found. He made a similar statement, as you remember, in the about Sodom. It's in Genesis, the 18th chapter, and verse 32. Think how significant this may be. If God comes down and says, you know, if you can find one honest person, I'm not going to pour out my revelation judgment. What if it was Lakeside, Sholem, Pine Top? If you can find one honest person, a truthful person, I won't destroy Lakeside, Pine Top, or Sholem. What if he said that to you? What would you do? What would you say? I will pardon her who seeks truth. As the Lord lives, they're swearing and they're lying. If they say the same thing over and over, oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah. You know, you know the lingo by now. You know the lingo and you know how it goes. And you can just about mouth the words anymore. And God gets sick of it. He gets sick of the same old thing, day in, day out. You make the word of God of none effect because of your tradition. And the things that you repeat over and over and over again makes me sick when you pray over and over and over and over again. And we've got to realize that God knows your heart. He knows your heart. He knows how you speak. He knows how you think. He knows how you feel. If you think you're fooling him, you're not. Why? Because God knows everything about you. Every single little thing. Did you know that? And we know how God operates in our midst, and we know how he has worked in the past, and we know how he's going to work in the future. Why? Because of what he did in the past. And let's continue to read. Surely they swear falsely. Verse 3, O Lord, do not your eyes look for truth. God is constantly looking for truth. Did you know that? And he can't find it. He said, I sought for a man to stand in the gap, to build up the hedge, and I found none. And you say, oh, Brother Hansen, there's a lot of good people in this world, and there's a lot of good Christians. There's a lot. You think? I don't know. I'm beginning to wonder now. I really am. Jesus is the one that said, many they go into the broad road to destruction, but the narrow way, few there be that find and go in there. Few. He didn't say it. Jesus did. He's the one that said it. And we need to find out. You know, Paul the Apostle said, let every man examine himself if he be in the faith. Let him prove his own self, whether it be a reprobate or whether he's not. Let him prove himself. And I believe this is a good thing, to prove yourself, to prove who you are, what you believe, and let God know. You know, he said to Abraham, now I know. Now I know. Well, why didn't you tell me that before I was putting the knife down on Isaac's heart? But he didn't, did he? Now I know. Now I know. I want you to think about that. Oh Lord, do not your eyes look for truth. You have smitten them, but they did not weaken. You have consumed them, but they refused to take correction. They refused to take correction? You're kidding me. They refused to take correction. They had better things to do with their time than to take correction. I haven't got time for that. Haven't got time for a correction right now. Maybe a correction later on, but not now. I don't want to be corrected because I think I'm pretty well done. I got everything together. Got Charles Darwin's theory of evolution here. And I'm tending to believe it now. Charles Darwin. I believe that, you know what they say, don't you? They believe that you came out of the water and became some kind of a dinosaur, and then you became a bird, and then some far out there, pure garbage. They believe that you were a some kind of reptile, I guess, and then you all of a sudden develop wings and you start flying. These people never stop with the foolishness that they're spreading around to our children. This is garbage. Absolute garbage. If anybody tells you that you came from a dinosaur, or you came from a reptile, or you came walking out of the water, tell them, you know what? Maybe you did. But I didn't. Because God created me in the image of His likeness. And I am of Him. And every seed bringeth forth of its kind. And if you think that Charles Darwin's theory of relativity and survival of the fittest and all of this garbage, you know, this is one man with a philosophy that came from hell. Came out of hell. It didn't come out of any. You think this man knew anything? Come on. Give me a break. Charles Darwin knew nothing. Absolutely nothing. He come up and concocted this. I don't know from where. From hell or from the devil or from his imagination. I don't know. But it is pure bunk, garbage, and stuff that ought to be thrown out the back door. Not believed on, like a lot of people that take it to heart and believe it, like as if something
Oh yeah, we got a tooth now. Let's see here. We got a tooth, and we got a bone, a jawbone. We got a jawbone, and I think this is the you know the this is the started out as an amoeba. Yeah, amoeba, and then became a the Serizal complex L, and then became a some kind of a complex animal, you know, just evolved that way. Come on. These people in colleges and universities trying to teach this garbage, do they really believe it themselves? Oh no, if they do, they're fooling themselves. I can't even begin to believe anybody would begin. It takes more faith. I'm telling you what. You think it takes faith to believe in God? You think it takes faith to believe in Jesus Christ raising from the dead? It takes faith to believe in evolution and Darwin's theory of garbage. It takes more faith than it ever did to believe than to believe in Christ in the raising from the dead. It takes more faith to believe in Charles Darwin's garbage book than it does to believe in Jesus Christ and him crucified and raised from the dead. I'll tell you, because there's truth in Christ. He is the truth. The way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by means of him. But look at Charles Darwin. I mean, you got to get some belief in pure D garbage in order to believe it. You really got to have faith. And if you have faith in that, you know, you ought to have room for the faith of Christ. You really should. If you have the room for faith in Darwin's book of relativity, whatever you want to call it, and no, Einstein had the theory of relativity, not Darwin. But, you know, you may as well call it what it is, pure D garbage. And if you got the faith to believe in this stuff, you got more faith than I do. I'm telling you what. If you can believe in stuff like this, you need some serious help. And I'm telling you what, folks, God can help you. And he can give you the faith you need to believe in the truth that'll set you free. Not this Darwin's theory of gullibility. I'm telling you what. It's got to have some truth behind it. Otherwise, how are you going to believe it? You know, you like I say, it takes more faith to believe in this garbage than it ever did to believe in Jesus Christ and him crucified. And that's just a matter of fact. Let's receive him now before it's too late. Father, in Jesus' name, we receive Christ as our Lord and our Savior and our God, and we hide in the blood. Oh, you can never hide in Charles Darwin's book of garbage, whatever you want to call it. You can never hide there because it is pure D garbage. And you want to get a hold of Christ and him crucified, because that is all there is. And God will help you right where you stand. He will save you right where you're at. He will save you. He will give you the Spirit. He will make you born again. Right where you sit, in your car, in your house, wherever. Jesus, 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 do the work right now and heal. 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 We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. That's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and you'll find most of these already uploaded. And if there's anything else that you need, get a hold of us and write to us, KRCI Radio at
Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. And go to our website, krciradio.com, krciradio.com, and get a hold of us. And till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.